Good morning. Today we're going to give a summary, an overview and summary of the topic that we've been learning for the past few weeks, which is the prohibition of sitting within 4 amos of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. So the source for the prohibition, we learn it from Chana and Eli HaKohen when Chana went to daven in the Mishkan, and she made a statement that I was the woman who was Ani Aisha Nitzeves Imcha, I was standing with you, Bazeh. And the Gemara explains what's going on here is that despite the fact that Eli was sitting initially, he stood up because he was next to where Chana was davening her Shmoneh Esrei. And based on that, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mikan, from here we learn, Sha'asr Leisha betoch arba amos shalamisbal al tfila Shmoneh Esrei. From here we learn that there is a prohibition to be sitting within 4 amos of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. In fact, we brought 4 different reasons for the prohibition that you have to distance yourself approximately 2 meters, 6 feet from somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei if you want to sit down. The first of the reasons is because it looks like you are disregarding the person who is davening. In other words, Sha'asu Leishab Shenira Ki'ilu Chaveru Mekabel Ala Malchu Shemayim V'Umen Eino Mekabel, your friend, the person who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, he is being Mekabel Ala Malchu Shemayim, but you are doing nothing. You are disregarding the Hashivus of davening. So that is rationale number one. Rationale number two is when somebody davens, he creates the place around him to be a Malkam Kadosh, Admas Kodesh, who, and accordingly within 4 amos around him, that is a sanctified place where somebody should not be sitting when that person is davening. Number three, you can negatively impact the person's kavana if you're just lazing around, sitting within 4 amos. And number four, there's a concept to stand in front of people who are doing a mitzvah, and you are sitting within 4 amos of somebody doing a mitzvah. We also brought a shita that says that in front of the individual, it's not only 4 amos, it's afilu kimlei einavas, or even within his eye shot, you cannot sit. We explain that that's 266 amas, that if sitting in front, you have to be outside of the 266 amas. That is brought as an opinion, a yesh omrim. But the classic, the primary view is 4 amas, but we are machmir also to not sit even in front, even further out of the 4 amas. Now, we had a machlokas as well. So this concept we see is 4 amas, apparently circumference around the individual on the sides. In front, we may be more machmir, but how about in back? So we brought a machlokas whether this whole prohibition applies in back as well or not. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is Asur Leisha B'toch Arba Amos Shel Mizbala. It's prohibited to daven within 4 amos of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, Bein Melefana, Bein Minatzadim, whether in front of him or on the sides, you have to distance yourself 4 amos. So we see that the Shulchan Aruch is machmir in back, that it would be permitted to sit. Nonetheless, the Ramah is machmir when it comes to sitting in back of the person davening Shmoneh Esrei. Continuing in on our issues here, we had a very important Tosfos that brought in the name of the Gaonim that the entire prohibition applies when you're sitting and batel, biyoshuvu batel, you're doing nothing, you're just lazing around. However, if you are saying Kriya Shema, or if you're saying Birkas Kriya Shema, or ukiyotze bahem, or something similar, afilu yoshev, even if you're sitting, shapir dami, it's not a problem. So we see here that if we are involved in something positive, something related to the davening apparently, then it's not a problem. On the other hand, if we are just sitting doing nothing, so then it would be problematic. But that begs the question, how about if I'm sitting next to somebody within 4 amos and I am learning? I am not saying Kriyat Shema or Birkos Kriyat Shema. I don't know if that's similar or not similar to that. So when it comes to learning of Torah, we brought that this is indeed a machlokas if somebody is permitted to be learning within 4 amos of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei while seated. And Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch brings as follows, Yesh Matir, there are those that permitted. In other words, fundamentally, it's not permitted, but there's an opinion that says that somebody is Osek Patora, Afal Pi She'eino Mitikune HaTfilos, even though he's not involved in parts of the tefillah, it's not davening, but because he's learning. And then we discussed, what does that mean to be learning? It's not sufficient to be maharher, to simply be thinking about learning. You have to give a sign. You have to be saying the learning. You have to have a sefer in front of you. It has to be something that really gives off the real impression that you are involved in learning. The next discussion that we had is when it comes to other parts of the davening. So we said you could sit if it's Birkas Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema, but what else? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Mosek Bedvarim Shem Mitikune Atfilos. If you're doing basically almost anything that is considered part of the davening, Vafilu Beperek Ezu Mekoman, even if you're saying Korbanos Ezu Mekoman, that indeed would be sufficient as well. Certainly, Psukei Dezimra would be acceptable, and after the davening, Tachanun, and Ashrei Uvalizion, etc., seated within four amos of somebody, davening Shemona Esrei, that would all be acceptable. Then we got into the interesting, fascinating question of what if you were seated there first, and then somebody came and davened next to you? And do you have to stand up? And the view of the tour and the rush was, he came into my space, I was sitting here first, I'm not obligated to stand up. In fact, that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Mayoshev Yashav Kvar, if A was sitting there first and B came and stood in Davin Shmona Esrei within four amos of him, you're not obligated to stand up because A was there first. Nonetheless, the Ramah says it's still a Midas Chasidus to stand up even if you were there first. We also expanded the conversation then, and we said that this whole concept that you can remain seated, according to the Bach and some other Achronim, that only applies outside of a shul, but in a shul that is a place designated specifically for davening, A would have to stand up. So even though somebody B comes and davens next to him, because this is a place that's designated for davening, you would have to stand up even if you were there first. That's the view of a number of the Achronim. Then we had the discussion, how about if you're seated in a different reshus, and we defined a different reshus very broadly as even something that's simply 10 tefach high and 4 across, and we saw indeed that there were poskim that were lenient on that, and we saw the Mishnah Berurah is lenient on that, that you would be able to see even sitting in front of the person davening Shmona Esrei, but as long as it's a mechitza between you, of even a small mechitza, that is all that is necessary. And then we also went through the sugya, the question of somebody who is not able to stand, he's not feeling well, he's infirm, can he sit after, for example, he finishes his Shmona Esrei and somebody is still davening Shmona Esrei within four amos of him? And that was a discussion back and forth. In the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch says that there is an opinion that it would be permitted to sit. And the Mishnah Berurah explains to us, because everyone sees that this person is weak, he is unable to stand, and accordingly he is permitted to sit next to the person sitting Shmona Esrei, but that's on the sides of the individual. You still would have to be machmir to not sit in front of the individual. And that's the sugya in a nutshell. In Emir Chesem, our next topic will be not sitting by somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei, but walking by or walking in front of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei, or backing up into somebody who's in back of you saying Shmona Esrei, and you finished your Shmona Esrei, can you take your four steps back into his airspace? So Mir Chesem, that will be the topic that we start tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.